Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm John Jackson and welcome to another episode of the TalkSport Daily Podcast. We start off by looking at today's action in the Premier League with the title race front and centre.
Well, we've certainly got a title race on now.
Oh, Zinchenko, Saka can turn! Oh, some finish that!
We are in March and what we have to do is don't lose sight of where we are and what is taking us here.
The turning point for me will be when they play Manchester City at the Etihad. If Man City beat them again, I think they'll catch them.
Billing again, plays a 1-2 with Solanke. He's found Solanke again. Oh, that's magic. Absolute magic from Bournemouth.
Now Ake to Mahrez. Ball in towards the far post and placed in by Foden.
Wow.
Manchester City lead.
The momentum is when you win 10 games in a row. It didn't happen this season.
They ain't giving up this title race without a fight. That is 100% sure.
Now we're on. It's a good ball forward. It's Jalin turn. It's 2-0. Jordy jubilation.
With the Gunners now 5 points clear after their 4-0 win against Everton on Wednesday, Mikel Arteta has said that his side can get even better ahead of the clash against Bournemouth, which is live and exclusive on TalkSport 2, by the way.
Much more to come. I think we can do things much, much better in many aspects of the game. We still have players with immense growth potential, individually and collectively, and as a club as well. We have still a lot of things that we can do much better, and that's the aim. We have to be really seeking for that excellence and that perfectionism and trying to recruit the best people to do that and have all the time the right mindset to achieve that level. We are looking at the games for sure when they are live. Before that, it can become a stimulus sometimes, but I don't think that there is need for any extra motivation. We know the difficulty of the challenge. We are really looking forward to it, and we go game by game.
Well, yesterday on TalkSport Drive, the two Darrens, that's right, Darren Bent and Darren Ambrose, were praising another deadly duo in Bukayo Saka and Gabriel Martinelli. You're welcome, lads.
Zinchenko, Saka can turn! Oh, some finish that! Another brilliant Arsenal move. And Martinelli is on the end of it, taking the credit and poking it in.
For me personally, and listen, loads of people out there are going to sound biased, don't really care. They're the best pair, as in tandem, wide men in the Premier League right now. Saka and Martinelli have been superb.
There'll be an argument in the coming seasons that there'll be more competition with those two, but look, it's hard for me to say as well. Last season, I'd have had Tottenham with Spurs and with Son and Kane. But
when you look at Arsenal this season, Martinelli's got 11 goals and 2 assists. Saka's got 10 goals and 9 assists.
I'm just playing with full of confidence.
Do you know what, though? When you look at this as well, I mean, Saka, he's started 67 consecutive Premier League games for Arsenal,
wow,
which is scary. And Saka has over 50 goals and assists in the Premier League. He's the sixth youngest ever.
But before that, the lunchtime kickoff sees Manchester City face Newcastle. It's live and exclusive on TalkSport, with the host looking to put pressure on Arsenal. Before we hear from the second most expensive player in the Premier League, Jack Grealish, Pep Guardiola spoke about the visitors bouncing back from cup final disappointment, whilst Eddie Howe's been speaking on his decision to put Ryan Fraser in the under-21s. And we all know what that means.
Well, they have not been here for a long time, so always you think maybe you need time, but yeah, they make an exceptional recruitment, experienced players, exactly what they need, and with a manager with a huge quality in many, many things. And yeah, I would say maybe it was a surprise, but it's not a surprise anymore. So I think they will stay there.
Ryan is training with the under-21s. I made the decision to concentrate on the players that are committed to Newcastle. And for the benefit of the group, I've made that call.
Do you see him having any kind of future?
I think that's a difficult one for me to answer, because I'd never put a firm decision on that, because life and football can change quickly. But I'd say at the moment, no, he doesn't.
Arsenal 1, Manchester City 2. Jack Grealish has given the champions the lead. What a huge goal that is in the title race.
Listen, I think they've got a brilliant team. You know, Bakayo and Gabby, Jesus, Martinelli, Odegaard. You know, they've got so many good attacking players, and then they're also so strong in defence as well. So it's no real surprise. I think, you know, like I said, they've got a brilliant team. They've got internationals all over their team. So, you know, they have a lot of experience. But listen, all we can do is concentrate on ourselves and just keep playing the way we have been playing. And hopefully results will come, and hopefully we can, you know, try and catch them up.
While it's getting heated at the top of the Premier League table, it was also getting pretty spicy in the TalkSport studio yesterday, as Martin Keown and Simon Jordan butted heads on the topic of managers being sacked. Although this time, things got a bit personal.
It's just an interesting one I'd like to throw to Simon. Has he got any recollection? I mean, this year we've lost 8 managers already this season out of our 20.
And it would be a surprise.
I would just look through to see Simon when he was there. Interesting, what surprised me was that Simon was only an owner of a Premier League club for one season out of those 10 years. I was surprised. Yeah. I thought you were a Premier League owner.
Like, it's like being an invincible team and only play 4 games, isn't it?
I actually played 10. And I was 38 years of age at the time, so I'm quite proud of that.
We can all make facetious comments, can't we?
Well, it's a fact. So I'm just looking to see, do you got any recollection of any managers you sacked in that period?
To what end?
Well, it's just interesting. Looking at the list of clubs.
This could descend into a studio.
Well, I'm just looking, Jim, because obviously when this subject came up, I thought I'd try and enlarge it, and let's go into different areas and see it. Palace have actually...
Well, enlarge
the millennium,
it the other side of the break. We're coming up to 10:30.
Oh, you're going to stop me now. You're going to protect your partner, are you? Okay, that's okay.
We'll come back afterwards.
There's no charity this morning here, is there? Come back after the break, Jim.
Staying with managers, Chelsea's Graham Potter will be hoping today's game against Leeds can be a turning point, with the pressure firmly on the Blues boss. Ex-Chelsea defender Mario Melchiot feels that Potter is in for quite a tough game. That's an understatement.
Chelsea are in crisis. More boos from the home supporters. What does the future hold for Graham Potter?
Whilst results don't go your way, then it can be tough. That's how it is. And I'm sure there'll be people out there that will think I'm the problem. Absolutely, and I understand. I don't think they're right.
Chelsea's problems continue. Their lack of an attacking threat, painfully obvious here. Tottenham 2, Chelsea 0.
I think he is under pressure, but we don't know what the owner wants. The owner might look at it and think, you know what, he's had a lot of players. Let's give him to the end of the season, get a good pre-season, get rid of the dead wood.
I'll say it how it is. Graham Potter's got to go. He hasn't got a clue what team to pick. His tactics are all over the place.
Fight for it, and fight for it now, because you don't want to become a statistic. And when people turn around and say, oh, you know, who's spent the most money ever in world history and is not there anymore. You don't want that.
Now, you cannot say in any shape or form that he shouldn't be under pressure now. Keep on losing games the way they're going. He will be sacked.
What I'm watching is unacceptable.
Well, I think that's understandable. I mean, fans care. So it's an emotion.
and whatever, however that comes out is understandable. You know, we're hurting as well, but we also know that they are. And again, it's understandable. We thank them for their support because it's been there completely. I think when you lose at home 1-0 to the team that's bottom of the league, you expect a negative response. There's no complaints about that at all. I have no complaints about our supporters. They've been fair with us. They've been supportive when they can. We haven't been, you know, good enough at the moment to give them enough to be really excited about with the team, and that's where the work is.
Look, we all know the history. You just mentioned it, Alan. You said the history against Chelsea, even when I came as a foreigner, it was totally, people made it clear to me, those two teams don't like each other.
Yeah,
it's not like they personally, I mean, this history goes over it, but it always was really like intense and a lot happening. And come on now, you cannot tell me that Leeds is coming to the Bridge now and you guys are not going to be ready because this game you have to win. Don't tell me Chelsea has to draw this game. You have to win. But you know what the answer to that win is? We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what Chelsea we're going to see. And that should never be like that.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Thomas Franks had his say on the Ivan Toney matter after the Brentford striker pleaded guilty to multiple charges of breaching betting rules. There are now rumours going around that Toney could face a ban as long as 6 months.
We share the disappointment of Ivan in terms of the leaks. That is for a confidential case, so that surprised me massively, of course. The timing of the leaks, just before the World Cup, just before the March international team, about that there is a potential ban as long as up to 6 months. That disappoint us. And then it disappoint us, and we share the disappointment of Ivan, that has talked about Ivan should train badly with the England squad. What is that? You know, you can't have it's his first time with the England squad. I've never met a player that don't want to do everything they can out there on the training pitch. I've never met a player that don't want to do badly well to impress the gaffer. And I can only talk about Ivan, that what I see out here every day and around the place. He's a fantastic person. Around the group, he got that unique emotional intelligence to be aware of the lowest player and to the top players and every staff members. And he trained well. And for me, he's clearly number two in England as a striker. He's proven with the goals and performances.
Back to White and Jordan now for round two. It's Simon Jordan in one corner, Martin Keown in the other, and this time they're fighting over player welfare. Personally, I hope they both win, mainly because they said that Nottingham Forest will probably stay up this year.
When you talk about a footballer that's playing a game a week, 51 games, and playing for their country as well, if that's what they choose to do. And
since when was it a game a week, by the way?
Well, 51 games over 52 weeks is a game a week.
Well, did they not get any kind of holiday?
I hadn't finished.
Yeah.
Right.
Go on then, let's
finish. Moving on to the point where you talk about sacrifices, and you look at the world that we live in, and you look at players getting paid £200,000 a week, which is six times what the average person in this country earns in a year. And I'm not for just making comparisons between someone that goes down a pit or someone that kicks a football, but let's get some bloody context when the word sacrifice is used in conjunction with what people are having to endure being a professional footballer. The balance is you cannot take everything out of the room. All of the money in football, with the exception of every now and again a football club getting sold and someone getting some money back, or in the situation of Chelsea just getting their money back, and expect then as a footballer to say, well, I won't do this and I won't do that. It doesn't work in the real world. It might work in the sort of the world that Martin lives in, but the real world where grown-ups are, where finances become part of the equation, it can't work.
Just to talk about grown-ups, I actually agree with that. For me, it wasn't a sacrifice. It was a love. I loved every minute of it. And if I was remunerated well, then I deserve what I got or what I didn't get. So no problem. I wouldn't use the word sacrifice. No.
Yeah.
For me, it's a love. It's a passion. It's a vocation. It's what I want to do most of all.
It's a dreamy day for Cooper & Co. and for Nottingham Forest.
I think we're going to find out in the next 4 or 5 weeks, Jim, because this game itself is defining. If Everton can win this, they go a point behind. And Forest start again looking over their shoulder when it looked like they'd scrambled out of trouble. Their home form is really important for them. They get nothing away from home.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Finally, football is the beautiful game, the simple game. Just ask Dean Saunders, who fancied an early morning rant on TalkSport Breakfast yesterday.
This is how people have tried to baffle the fans. They're trying to baffle the public, right? Yeah. With long words that used to mean something simple. High press.
Oh, no, I know.
That used to be closing down.
Yeah.
And full court press, that used to be. Low block, that used to be sit deep. Then I've changed it to low block. Transition was giving the ball away and getting counter-attack. Don't give it away, lads. Mm. Transition, it's called now.
Keep the ball.
The player needs more minutes. Where's that come from? Just needs a game.
He's got to play more.
Needs a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a classic. My son, I'm not going to say who's done it. My son plays non-league football. And the analyst sends out a WhatsApp message for the to look at the opposition on Saturday and
non-league.
Some of the goals. Yeah, non-league. So he sends it out to the group chat. And I'm listening to it, and he goes, as you can see, they've got the ball on the right-hand side. They switch the play. They've now got a numerical inequality on the left-hand side. And what's that mean? It means they've got a 2v1 on the fullback, a numerical inequality. And then, I'm not going to name him, a player come on here and said, what about Graham Potter? He said, yeah, he's got in-game and out-of-game intelligence. What does that mean?
No idea.
He's a good man manager, and tactically he's good. But that's changed to in-game and out-of-game intelligence.
I'm with you, Dino.
People
I'm
just coming out with ridiculous long words, just trying to baffle the public to sound intelligent. Swallowed a laptop.
Oh, and if that wasn't enough, here's some more wonderful wisdom from the mind of the former Liverpool striker Dean Saunders.
How about this one? I'm doing the Southend Manor under-18s team for the TV show.
Yeah.
Said to one lad, a midfield player, said, where's your best position? He went, Cam.
Cam?
I went, Cam? What's that? Cam? He goes, attacking midfield player. I went, Cam, where's Cam, central attacking midfield player? He said, I can also play CDM.
CDM?
I went, what's CDM?
I thought that, you lose your leg with CDM, don't
I
you?
I said, I've heard of DFS and B&Q. But wait, what do you mean? Do you know what it is? It's Football Manager.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. There will be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Did you see the word there that gave that away? It's the word daily. It means it comes out every day. Anyway, until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.